Blackstone Publishing presents Voice of Rebellion, How Mojda Jamalzadeh Brought Hope to Afghanistan, by Roberta Staley. This book is read by Julia Farhat. This book is dedicated to the girls and women of Afghanistan who continue to fight for human rights and gender equality. In the midst of perennial war, they endure and they hope, drawing courage from those who have come before. Prologue. "Cut!" yelled the director. Mojda Jamalzadeh flipped the front of the burqa up over her head. Breathing in the fresh sagebrush-scented breeze blowing off the parched hills of Kamloops, feeling the heavily beaded sweat along her hairline dissipate. The addition of the heavy dark wig made the burqa almost unbearable in the baking heat. Mojda sighed. There were many hours of filming still ahead for Red Snow, a movie about a Canadian Armed Forces soldier who is taken prisoner by the Taliban in Kandahar while fighting for peace and security in Afghanistan. The blue burqa belonged to Mojda's mother, Nasreen. And as Mojda wore it, she couldn't help but think about the journey it had taken. Many years ago, Nasreen, along with her husband Bashir, escaped from Kabul, the capital of Afghanistan, as civil war ravaged what was left of the country following the Soviet Union's 10-year battle against fierce Mujahideen warriors. At the time, Mojda was just 5 years old. The Jamalzadeh family fled disguised as peasants, with Nasreen donning the burqa, transforming her from an educated urbanite into a silent and obedient Afghan wife and mother. The ruse had worked. Mojda and her family eventually made their way to Vancouver, Canada. This symbol of female subjugation had been a means to freedom, and Nasreen had kept it carefully wrapped in tissue paper until now, like a talisman. But arriving in Canada had been the beginning, not the end, of Mojda's odyssey. Growing up, she faced racism and struggled to fit into her new country. Later, as a teen, she learned to sing, with Afghanistan as her muse. Obsessed with the thought of helping Afghanistan, and especially Afghan women, Mojda returned to the country of her birth to launch her own television talk show, based upon the Oprah Winfrey Show. But to some Afghans, Mojda was just another foreign invader, and she was eventually forced to flee, brutalized and—
Sample complete. Ready to continue?